This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if you saw this one thing from, well, two things actually from the Mets. First, I want to start with the cut that we have from Lindor. Are we ready to play that there, Hoff? I know Zoo just stepped out for a second. So Francisco Lindor said something yesterday after the game, which I think is just so perfect and sums up kind of what happened this year between the fans of this team and Francisco Lindor himself. Take a listen to this soundbite.
I know a year that I start and I struggle and... And the fans pushed me to be better. The city of New York pushed me to be in a much better position to just grind. And you have guys like Viento, Alvarez, they come.
Okay, that was the point. We don't need to go on the whole thing, but the city and the fans pushed me to be better. And you saw it. Remember, we were talking about, hey, go out there and cheer the guy and whatever. And they did. They give him that encouraging support where he kind of, you could tell that he kind of needed it. He was struggling so bad. But the city and the fan base made him better, and he's acknowledging that. That's why we're critical of players. We all want them to succeed, but it's good to see Lindor responding in the way that we had hoped as fans or media members being critical of his less-than performance.
And I'm not surprised, although I was getting to the point where, like, all right, maybe this is the new Francisco Lindor ceiling. But, you know, all the conversations we've had on this show and other shows, social media, you know, it was a hot-button topic for a long time. But we didn't just come up with it out of nowhere. Like, oh, you know, Lindor's amazing. Let's just start taking a dump on him and just make it seem like he's not nearly as good as he should be. No, the origin of the criticisms, and I was very surprised, you know, his first year here when he hit 230. And then, obviously, since then, it's been better. But before this borderline MVP season, which he would win if it wasn't for Otani, there was always, to me, an element of less than. And we're going to hold you accountable. We're going to do the same for Aaron Judge. If Aaron Judge goes 2-for-25 in the World Series, or Gerrit Cole gets knocked around a little bit, or Aaron Boone mismanages the bullpen, and when it's time to answer the bell, and you have the big contract and the reputation, when you don't answer the bell, you're going to feel the heat more than most. He's got big boy shoulders.
Yep.
It shows that when you get through it stronger on the other end, even though it must have been a living hell for him, although he seems to have really good balance in his life with his family, which maybe helps him more than anything. I'm sure it does. You know, it's not fun to be embarrassed. It's not fun to be less than who everybody knows you are. And so often as a Met, he was, and he solved it. And massive respect, and he's done it for a long time now.
And the reason why a lot of us were hard on him is because he was the one way out. He's got to be the guy. He's not going anywhere. He's here for a long time. He's the one who had the pedigree and the all-star resume. He needed to be the star of this team, and he turned into that even more than you could have imagined with his clutch ability down the stretch in the postseason. So a great year for Francisco Lindor and the Mets. Now, the other thing is, and this kind of also plays into the year, like it's been a year of Lindor, and it's been a year of, I don't know, gimmicks and fun stuff, whether it's the OMG, the Grimace stuff that they got into, the rally pin we talked about. Did you see Seymour Wiener? Of course, you should have known it was a good year when Seymour Wiener was honored. Did you?
Take care.
If I ask you, do you know what the Rizzler is or who the Rizzler is?
Dude, it is so funny that you asked me about that because on Colts football team, they have like a lot of these youth teams that have chains, like a turnover chain, like you start seeing it in college, and they give out the Rizzler award to one player each week.
Okay.
And I asked the coaches, I'm like, so what is that thing, right? They're like, I don't know. The kids came up with it. I asked the kids, even my son's like, I don't know. Nobody knows what the hell it is.
Okay.
So I've heard of the Rizzler Award, but okay. Is there now a Rizzler mascot?
Okay.
What am I missing here?
Hoff, do you have any idea what I'm talking about when I say the Rizzler?
I know who he is just because of what happened, but I don't actually know who he is.
Zoo, do you know? So Hoff, you saw what I'm about to talk about.
Yes.
But, okay, Zoo, are you familiar with the Rizzler?
I am. I'm not sure what you're about to talk about, but I have definitely, yeah. I
okay,
know
so
is.
The Rizzler, for those of us sane individuals who have no idea what the hell it is, I guess is some guy on social media that somehow became incredibly famous on the internet.
Oh, I see him
for
now.
Touching his face, and then he's got a kid. He does like these odd looks and touches his face,
him.
And then now I think that's the son, or I don't know if that's the actual.
Hey, look, see, he's young.
Big
he's young
Justice
kid.
Is his son.
Who?
Big Justice, I think is his
so name. Big Justice. And now the Mets had him out at Citi Field during I think it was Game 5. And they did this thing going in the crowd, showing the Rizzler, and then they show him, and it's like some big thing.
Well, they scored 5 runs, by the way. As soon as they put him up, they scored a 5
now,
spot.
Now, my issue here is not with the Mets at all. Let's be clear. I've picked on the Mets enough. You know, the Temptations, all this. I mean, yeah, we needed that. Anyway, I've picked on the Mets. It's not about the Mets. It's about how in the world are we living in a society where somebody who calls himself the Rizzler becomes famous because of the unique way he touches his face. What are we doing here? Are you familiar with the CeeLo or no?
No, I'm just enjoying watching the veins pop out of your forehead.
Oh,
what
man.
Are we doing? The Rizzler? What? He's famous? Like, I guarantee you, Colt knows who he is. My nephew probably knows who he is. The Rizzler? Like, what? He's famous? To have the Mets at? Like, what are we doing? What is this in society?
Listen, things... Okay, I'm kind of with you, and I'm almost always with you on stuff like this, right? But, like, it...
Did you look into the account before you...
No, why?
I'm saying like his father.
I didn't. Okay. Why? Is the Rizzler family tree I need to explore now?
Well, no, you need to at least know a little bit where it's going. So, like, because I'm like, what is this?
He's touching his face. He's looking, he's giving signs
right.
from third base. Like, it's like,
right.
I don't listen.
So I still didn't get it.
I don't get it. I don't care to get it. Listen, I'm at a place now, and I never thought that I would get here, because I used to rail on stuff like this all the time. Maybe it's just the more mature me, the dad, whatever. If it makes people smile, I'm not going to get worked up, like legitimately worked up and conjure up like negative energy to shoot it down. Now, I don't have any time or place for this nonsense in my life.
Right.
I think it's idiotic. I do. And at my core, it bothers me that you can, not again him, he's a kid. I'm not talking about him.
Yeah.
You can get famous for doing nothing. You can get famous for being rude by walking up, holding your phone and slapping somebody and putting it up on TikTok. Like, the world is a twisted, imploded disaster. The world is a mess. And stuff like this only adds to it. But generally,
it seems
but
harmless.
Something like this is harmless. He's a kid. It's cute. They dropped the 5 spot. They actually, it worked. They put him on the Jumbotron. They scored 5 runs, literally, you know, a minute before after they put him up. So I'm not going to go nuts like you because he's young. But I do say, where are we going
my
with
issue,
the world?
I just want to be clear. My issue is not with the Mets. It's not with the Rizzler or the kid or his father, whoever is the actual Rizzler. It's with, like, I just don't get it. Am I that old at 45?
Yes, that's
somebody
what it
who
is.
Touches their face in a different way is funny?
We're getting old. That's it.
It's the path. Look at him doing it now, too.
That's funny?
It's a path to video relevance, which is...
Who looks at that and think that that's entertaining in any way, shape, or form?
Don't know. I think I have a pretty good sense of humor. I'm watching this. Egg is a cute kid. He's a big Mets fan. I don't think it's remotely funny. I really don't.
I'm like, so I'm watching it going, what? What am I watching here?
And it's the Rizzler can now that I'm watching.
Yeah, the Rizzler can.
And it's on the biggest scoreboard in baseball, the Rizzler can.
And then I looked into it a little bit, and I was like, okay, so how does this, what does this guy do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there are certain people that do funny skits on the internet, and they become famous or whatever.
Sure.
The guy... Like, touches his face.
Like, scratching an itch. Some of them are real funny. Like, some of these reels, like, between... There's a lot of, like, wives in their 30s with kids messing around with their husbands.
Yeah.
Not messing around.
Yeah.
But, like, just keeping it real. Some of the things that I accidentally stumble on because I'm not looking for it are actually really funny.
Yeah.
There's one guy, I'm forgetting his name. Hoff, you probably know this guy. He puts a big pillow in his
shirt. Yeah,
the coach.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's hysterical. The Italian stereotypical coach. I mean, I laugh out loud. I mean,
at least there's entertainment value.
It's entertaining.
To that.
This is not entertaining.
I just don't get... Zoo, you're not into that, are you?
No, I hate it.
The okay. Rizzler.
And thank you. Hoff, you don't even know what it was.
I still have no idea.
And CeeLo, you had no idea until you just saw this.
But now, because I know what the
We're
Rizzler...
We're getting old, man.
We are getting
are
old.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, a little bit.
Or are people just getting stupid?
Well, that, definitely
I think
that.
Both, yeah. Both.
You know why it really angers me? Mm. Because I worry about how I'm going to tell my daughter to stay away from this crap.
You're not.
You're
She's
going to
find
yeah.
it
No, I'm
going to
tell
right.
her. Look, that yep. type stuff,
yep.
like Tony Soprano used to say.
Hey.
Outside, it's 1990, whatever.
That's right.
In here, it's 1950.
Well, it's one of his best lines. You know what, Sal? And I used to say the same thing. And I know you're going to try. And you go when you do try, like all seriousness now, when you do try to be that kind of parent, you'll probably have more success than most. But it is impossible. I don't mean like X-rated stuff. I mean because there's the ways to eventually
the Rizzler.
They're getting their hands on everything stupid, every stupid goofball, moronic YouTube short.
Oh, YouTube is.
I mean, it's just a rabbit hole of idiocy. I hate it.
Yeah,
but
sorry, it just
it is what it is.
It infuriates me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.